attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The Ministry of Defence says the airstrikes have hit several buildings and dealt a blow to the militant group. The Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has called it a necessary action in self-defence. The Houthis, who are allied with Hamas, have warned America and Britain they'll keep targeting vessels heading to Israel. But Samuel Ramani, an expert in the Middle East, believes things won't escalate immediately.
The Houthis also have launched attacks on maritime shipping, but they haven't really killed American military personnel. They haven't killed American or Western merchants. I don't think that we'd be looking at a large-scale war just yet, but I think that definitely the risk of an accident is increasing.
The Prime Minister is heading to Kyiv. Rishi Sunak's announced he's increasing military funding for Ukraine to £2.5 billion in the next financial year for troops there. The UK economy grew by 0.3% in November, avoiding a technical recession for now. It declined in October by the same margin. Figures from the Office for National Statistics show the services and retail sectors were a major contributor to the most recent growth. Our economics editor, Ed Conway, says it's a mixed picture.
It's not like you're looking at this economy and saying it's racing ahead. It is basically flatlining and has been flatlining for quite some time. These numbers don't change that, but on the bright side, they are a little bit better than expected, which is good news. They could have been worse.
Israel will be defending itself today against charges it's committing genocide in Gaza. A case has been brought forward at the International Court of Justice by South Africa. And a PhD student has made a discovery that could change the way we see the universe. Alexia Lopez has uncovered a huge ring-like structure around 9 billion light years away. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today we'll start overcast with extensive low cloud. It's expected to be mainly dry. A few brighter spells may develop later on, though. A noticeably northeasterly breeze. 6 degrees is your high today. Tonight we'll continue to see quite a bit of clouds. However, there is also going to be the occasional clear spell, and it's expected to continue dry. Winds will be light this evening. 3 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Friday, 12th of January, songs on the way from the Steve Miller Band. We've got the Whispers as well. I love that one. And also Ultravox coming up. This hour is all 80s because it's called 80s at 8. Get it? Get it, dear?
Magic.
sky, it fades to the distance.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's exactly 8.15 now, Friday, 12th of January. This is 80s at 8. And you've just heard Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra with The Whispers, It's a Love Thing, and Ultravox there with Vienna. We've got the Spandau Ballet. I've done it again, that old person thing. The Spandau Ballet. The... What's that about? I'm getting so old, it's untrue. They're on the way next, anyway.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at sehbac.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich 2-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:25. It's a decade's breakfast, and we've got some more 80s on the way next, starting you off with Shalimar.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look. Wilson's Corner, very red. Red lines all over the place in Brentwood. Are you ready? Wilson's Corner, very slow. Onger Road is slow from the A12 overpass down to Wilson's Corner and back to the Robin Public House. Very slow. Chelmsford Road is slow from the junction with the A12, and that goes down to just past Alexander Lane, and then from Hutton Road traffic lights down to Wilson's Corner and back again. It's actually down to Middleton Hall Lane and back again. That seems to be very slow. Middleton Hall Lane very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road, and Ingrave Road starts to slow down at Hartswood Golf Course. And then it gets slower and slower, and from Orchard Avenue Button Roundabout up to Wilson's Corner and back to Orchard Avenue Button Roundabout, it's very slow. Seven Arches Road is very slow. Look at this. I don't know what's going on there. I can't see anything anyway. From Woodman Road, right the way up to Shenfield Common traffic lights and back to Woodman Road again, it's very slow. Outside Brentwood Station on the B186, that's slow from Worley Mount up to the Kings Road roundabout and back again to Worley Mount. So the B186 continues to be slow from the Kings Road roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back again. And don't forget, we've got a road closure. It's a portion of a road, really. Wheeled Road is slow, is closed from Western Road roundabout to Tower Hill and back again. Both sides of the road. I've stood there and I've watched people driving up on the pavement to try and get past it. Honestly, don't do that. It's so dangerous. Over outside Shenfield Station, it's a little bit sticky outside the station, or from Alexander Lane roundabouts up to the station, really. The other direction doesn't seem to be too bad. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School, and from just before Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, the A176 starts to slow down just before the Langdon Road roundabout, and the slowness continues up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. Also, the bottom of the High Street seems to be quite slow. From Lewis Yates down to the Langdon Road roundabout and back again. Slowest part of that is outside Waitrose and Partners. And Norsey Road was closed in both directions, but it's now been open. M11 London bound, it's slow from Junction 5 Loughton through to Junction 4, the A406. Anti-clockwise M25 is slow from Junction 29, the A127, to just after Junction 28, the A12. This one is going to cause absolute chaos. M11 northbound is closed at Junction 6 for resurfacing work after a spillage caused damage to the road surface. Now, all the northbound traffic is being taken off the M11 at Junction 6, and traffic wanting to continue travelling northbound on the M11 will have to divert via the M25. On the A12 northbound, it's slow between Junction 18 Sandon and Junction 19 Boreham interchange. Canvey Island's got slow traffic on Somms Avenue from Central War Road to the A130 Canvey Way. London bound A12, slow, two problems, actually three problems. Slow from Junction 25 Marks Tay to just after Junction 24 Kelvedon North. It's also slow from Junction 27 Spring Lane towards Junction 25 that Marks Tay, going through the roadworks there. And it's slow on the Brentwood Bypass approaching the M25 at Junction 28. And their last one today, A127 London bound is slow from just before the A129, that's Rayleigh Weir, to the A1245 Fair Glen interchange. And that's the lot. It's all I can see at the moment. Anyway, as always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
On the phone. Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So on Monday the 19th of February, we've got Travels in Argentina taking place. It's taking place in the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way in Billericay. Now this is a talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, Chairman of the BCCS Chelmsford Branch. It's hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It goes from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and it's only going to cost you £3. Visitors are welcome. If you want some more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide. There's a girl that's been on my mind all the time. So dear. Oh. Now she don't even know my name, but I think she likes me just the same. Oh,
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied, I don't need you. I've got to break free.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45, quarter to nine then on Friday the 12th of January. So you've just heard Queen there with a brilliant voice of Freddie Mercury. I Want to Break Free. We've got some Rod Stewart on the way next. This is 80s at 8, so every song up until 9 o'clock is an 80s song. And then after 9, we go into 90s at 9. Guess what decade that is?
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Hi, join me, Joan Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe, to be fair.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Your mind.
Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interviews today on Phoenix. After 10 o'clock, we're going to be chatting to Nikki Brody about the 30th anniversary of the Rhys Daniels Trust, and to Blue Scar and Amy Britannia about their music and collaborations. And also on 123 with our lovely Patrick, we're going to be talking to Chris and Bob Waters about their fundraising for Cancer Research UK.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.